Good evening. This is Vincent with Pheno Masonry and Chimney Restoration. How can I help you?
Hi, Vincent. Good evening. It's Honey from Local Splash.
How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Just a little annoyed at what's going on. So hopefully you can figure it out for me because it's not working on my end. No matter what I do to access that Facebook ad that you guys put up, the only way I can access it is through somebody else's Facebook. When I log in, no matter which way, it's not there. I know it's there because through somebody else's Facebook, I can find it. But I can't find it to be able to respond back to people when they're posting messages on it. So something's going on that's not giving me access to it. That's the purpose of this call, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So right now, while I have you on the phone, I'm going into my Facebook app. I'm starting over, starting fresh. I have nothing open, so I'm going to go into the Facebook app. I'm presently on my business Facebook page, and when I click my page, the last anything that I see is the post from 2 days ago that is just a picture of two benches up on top of the roof. There's nothing ahead of that. But if I log on from my – hold on 1 second. I got it. Babe, can you turn the damn cameras off, please? When I go on from my wife's page, it shows the hiring ad in front of this post. So why am I not seeing the post when I log in myself? Like, what am I doing wrong? Because it's nowhere. I can pull up and it shows that I have 9 posts, but it doesn't show the hiring post.
Okay. Don't worry, Vincent. Let me go ahead and assist you with that. So, Vincent, the one that we have created for you is an ad campaign. So it is not a regular post, but instead an ad. So what the ad does is that it will you will actually not be able to see it because it doesn't target you, but other people will. So it will target the customers that you want to target, but it will not target you. So that's why it's not visible for you because we are running the ads for your customers. But you can actually see the ad. One way is that using another's phone. It could be your wife. Second is by going to your dashboard.
All right. I'm on my Facebook, so I'm on my dashboard right now. So from there, how do I see it? Because I tried that because you guys posted that for me, and it's not on my dashboard. I'm there right now.
All right. So are you on your Local Splash dashboard?
No, not my Local Splash. You didn't say that. I'm on my Facebook dashboard. So I have to go to my Local Splash dashboard?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Vincent.
All right. I'm on my Local Splash dashboard right now.
Okay. Are you using the application on your phone or?
On my phone, right. Presently, okay. I'm on my phone.
Okay. Now, go to your app, Local Splash app. On the upper right corner, you should be able to see 3 lines or 3 dots.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click that one, and then I need you to go to Facebook ads or ads campaign.
Yeah, ad campaign, Facebook ads.
Okay. Are you in Facebook ads right now?
I am, and it shows 0.
Okay. Okay. After that, I need you to go, let me see here, so I can walk you through.
So it shows the ad at the bottom, but.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is how your ad looks like to other clients or to your customers, target customers.
Okay, I understand that, but I need access to it so I can respond back to people. People are making comments on there, and I don't have access to the comments, so I don't understand why I don't have access to it other than seeing it right here through the Local Splash app. So how am I supposed to comment back to people if I don't have access to the ad? I guess it doesn't make sense to me.
Your call to action is form fill. So when a client actually is interested and wanted to know more about the wanted to connect with you, they have a form that they are going to fill out.
So they're not doing that. They're posting comments on the ad and asking questions. So if you guys aren't responding back to those questions, I need to be able to respond back to those questions. Does that make sense? People are making comments on the page and asking questions. And if what you're saying is accurate, it doesn't say there's a form to fill out. It says get quote on the ad. And it asks them questions about services, not hiring. So if that is supposed to be a lead form for them to fill out, then it's not proper. Because all it says on the bottom of the ad, when I saw it on my wife's phone, is get quote. It doesn't say lead form, fill out for hiring. It says it's asking them to provide details for a quote for work, but it's an ad for hiring.
I see. Okay, I apologize on that one. I will go ahead and escalate that one to our Facebook team so that
okay.
we can go ahead and make changes on it right away. Let me just note it here very quick. Would
no problem, but that's still... How am I supposed to respond back to comments when people aren't filling out the lead form and they're just posting a comment? If I don't have that, I guess I don't understand why I don't have access to an ad on my Facebook page. That seems confusing to me.
No worry, we will go ahead and figure that out. Let me just message our team very quick here.
Sure, sorry.
No problem. Let me message Kyle. Oh, he's actually not in today. Let me check very quick. Yeah, he's not in. Okay.
So even on Facebook desktop, I'm not going to be able to access. I mean, is it just because I'm using the, what is this? Is it just because I'm trying to do it from my phone, or I just never have, now I'm logged in on my desktop and it's the same thing. I don't have access to respond back to the people's comments.
Mm-hmm. I am just verifying something because it could be that you don't have, I can't read the ad as well.
You can't see it either, right?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at because I use the link that is on the notes, but I can still see the ad if I access it through your dashboard. So it is still there.
Right, it shows the ad, but it doesn't show the comments, the shares, or any of that. So, I don't know. It just, it doesn't seem to make sense the way that it was done. I mean, it just doesn't. Like, if somebody leaves a comment instead of filling out the form that's not correct anyways, like, I understand, like, I'll get the form if they fill the form out. Mm-hmm. I get that part. I do get that. I understand that. But they're not filling the form out. They're leaving comments.
All right. Let me just quickly check something. I wanted to verify who has been given access to the page. It looks, upon checking here,
So now I can see the comments but that's only because I went into my notifications and I saw the guy's name that said he left a comment, so I clicked on my notification, but like I should be able to directly just pull up the app. If people are going to comment on it, I should be able to easily message them back is where I'm getting. Versus having to find it in my notifications.
I see. Because the ad is actually set up for a form, so I think that's the reason why. But we can actually change the call to action to Messenger. In that way, if they actually reach out to you and they're interested, the conversation will be on Messenger. So it's easy for you to go ahead and message them.
So that's if they hit the call to action that way. But what if they, like right now, there are two comments on the post.
Mm-hmm.
If they comment, that's going to go to Messenger? No. You're saying if they click the call to action, it's going to go to Messenger. So that's still not helping me be able to easily find the comments. And I only knew they commented because my wife said, oh, there's some comments on this post. I'm like, okay, well, I don't even see the post. But then I looked through my notifications and I saw that these two people commented on a link that was shared. So then I clicked on it and then that brought me to the comments.
The way Facebook actually does the notifications is that would be the way. For example, someone puts a comment to the ad, you will get notified, and then you just have to click on the notification bell so that you can go ahead and see who actually left the comment and then message them from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way for me to directly have access to the ad then other than looking at it through Local Splash's dashboard.
I'll go ahead and check on my team regards to that, because the way that it is actually set up, it's not really visible for clients, like who is the owner, but let me check with them if there's a way we can actually do it so the ad will be visible to you and it will appear to your end. I know there is a way, so I'll just check with my team. Kyle is actually not available today. She is actually the expert when it comes to Facebook ads campaign.
Sure, no problem. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we can fix the things that you were talking about, and especially the fact that it says get quote on the hiring ad, like that should be, it should not say get quote because people are thinking they're getting a quote versus, you know, apply here or click here, send a message with details, or click here for a lead. I'm okay with it being a lead form or whatever works the best, but it shouldn't say get quote. And I didn't realize that until my wife showed it to me.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. Don't worry, we will have that one fixed as well. And then I'll get back to you with an answer on how you can actually view the ad. But for now, I would suggest, while I'm waiting for the answer from my team, I would suggest keeping an eye on your notification bell. So if ever someone leaves a message or leaves a comment, you should be able to know who they are and you can get back to them.
Okay. That works. I'll just keep an eye on the notifications for now. And then, once you get the other stuff figured out, just let me know, and we can go from there.
Yes, definitely. I will contact you back as soon as I get an answer. If you can't get an answer today, I will surely get you an answer by tomorrow.
All right. No, yeah, that's no problem at all. That works. I appreciate it. At least now I know I can access it through the notifications if they leave a comment. So I'm good with that for now. So I appreciate your help. And then, yeah, just let me know on the other stuff, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Vincent. I'll keep you updated.
All right. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Please enjoy your night. Bye-bye.
Bye now.